Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law does he meditate day and night. Psalm 1:1-2. To meditate day and night on the law of Jehovah is a state of mind of which Jehovah approves. Meditation is defined as to ponder. Some individuals recoil at the thought of meditation because they envision a congregation of Buddhist monks sitting around saying their mantras. The term meditation is used in the scriptures to denote to bend down the body or the mind or both. It is rendered to pray. And is said of Isaac saying, "And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide." Genesis 24:63. To Joshua, Jehovah said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt have thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Joshua 1:8. Joshua's success was based upon his dealings with the law, and Jehovah said, "Meditate thereon day and night." David was a man that had a thirst for God, saying, "O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and weary land where no water is. So have I looked upon thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. So will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me." Psalm 63:1-8. Of Jehovah, David would meditate on thee in the night watches. Meditation requires that a man have a proper attitude toward his relationship with God. David said, "I will meditate on thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." Psalm 119:15. And to approach each occasion with anticipation. "I anticipated the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy words. Mine eyes anticipated the night watches, that I might meditate on thy word." Psalm 119:147-148. Does this describe you? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the psalmist saying, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged because I have kept thy precepts." Psalm 119:99-100.